A court in South Africa today postponed a very controversial trial. The defendants are four white college students who attended the University of the Free State. They were expelled after making a racist video that was posted on the internet. The case has inflamed racial tensions that remain just below the surface in South Africa, 15 years after the end of apartheid. The university's black chancellor has tried to defuse those tensions by inviting the students back and dropping charges. But as the BBC's Karen Allen reports from Bloemfontein, that's only ignited more controversy. And a warning, this report includes a description of the disturbing video.
The Free State's historically been the seat of Afrikaner nationalism, but a video posted on the internet by four white students caused a storm. It showed five black cleaners forced to eat food that had apparently been urinated on. The disturbing footage plunged the university into racial controversy that just won't go away.
That incident, it has caused a lot of pain.
Brandon Bosch represents the students' union here. It's furious that the university's new black vice chancellor has dropped charges against the four white students and invited them back as a gesture of reconciliation.
There must be justice. Professor Jonathan Johnson did not consult with anyone when it arrived to the point of taking those decisions.
In an elegant Dutch building overlooking manicured lawns and fountains, Professor Jonathan Janssen, the first black vice-chancellor and rector of the university, is trying to set new terms of the race debate. His decision to show what he says was compassion is one he believes will pay off in the long term.
This is a division about what kind of society we want to be. There are people who believe here that you've got to shame and blame and denigrate and humiliate white people. And there are others in our society that believes, yes, there must be judgment and punishment. Yes, there must be outrage. But at what point do we provide an opportunity for, you know, symbolically speaking or metaphorically speaking, parole?
Professor Janssen's clear belief is that the university as an institution is to blame for creating an environment where racism persists, and it must share some of the responsibility for righting those wrongs. In the main coffee bar, where students have been taking a break from their exams, reaction to his decision to drop charges against the white students has been mixed, largely along racial lines.
I admire the way that he treats the whole subject.
It sets a precedent that if I can do anything I feel like doing, and I'll get away with it.
Although the university has dropped its case against the white students, charges are being brought by the Human Rights Commission. This incident and its aftermath shows a country still struggling with its past, a sense of mistrust in a post-apartheid generation.
That was the BBC's Karen Allen reporting from Bloemfontein in the Free State, South Africa.